This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
Villa Breakfast.
I got a text!
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.
Good morning.
Morning, how are we?
I'm good, Lily. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you very much. I feel honoured. I feel privileged.
It's your first time.
First time, yeah. My debut.
Yeah, we're what, nearly 5.5-6 weeks into Love Island at this stage,
and
just a couple of weeks left. Give me the rundown of your thoughts of the last few weeks.
Oh, so Charlene Murphy obviously came in, cast a bombshell. Obviously disappointed she was just cast a bombshell, but
were you one of those people who thought she was coming in from the start?
Oh, 100%. There was to be honest, I know Ellie Kelly came along and said she was she didn't know until the Tuesday before she went in, but she must have had a bit of an idea that she was going to get called at some point. And now if I was her friend, I'd be buzzing. I seen some people online texting them to be like, I'm going in, I got the call. Mm-hmm. If I had that type of knowledge, I'd be terrified I'd leak it or something.
Oh,
I'd be the worst person to be told that my friend is going into Love Island, because I'd actually be like, what the hell? So yeah, I don't know. I did think from the start, but the whole hype, and it was just too long. We were waiting too long for it to go in. And again, as I said, I don't think she should have went in as a Casa bombshell, but look, however. Obviously, I know she got to know Cav. He brought her back into the villa, but I just feel sorry for her now that she's gone home. She didn't get the stint she deserved. But I know I had said this now, but there was a bit of on social media yesterday about them saying, oh, only dumped from the villa. Now, I do
rubbish.
Know. Ah, stop. No, but we didn't get to see them pack up or nothing. We didn't get to see them leave. When's the last time you didn't get to see someone pack their suitcases?
I don't know.
I know we got a Q&A after, but as someone said, when Molly Marsh went back in, now I know she had to go back in for Zach. Remember the time when she went back in during Casa? Mm-hmm. But when she left, she got to do interviews and stuff afterwards, and she got to be back on her phone. So I wouldn't rule it fully out. Do you know when you're thinking of it? Now I know the motive was there with Zach to go back and find him and get with him or whatever. But I don't really know if Mara and Charlene would have a motive. Maybe just if producers would just want to cause drama. Because I think Jasmine and Cavan are going to stay where they are now. I think they'd be stupid to leave something else happen to them. Because otherwise, not that I think they're going to win it anyway. But to even kind of progress further into to be in the last week or so or whatever. Because realistically, when you think of it, there's not many weeks left.
There's not. The rumours had it that the Love Island final will be the week before the August bank holidays. That's only another, 2.5-3 weeks to go.
It's not long, do you know?
We'll get more into the Casa and the recoupling, Charlene, a little bit later on. But tell me first, who are your favourite couples?
I love Ellie and Finley.
Yes.
They are, if they don't go on to win it, I kind of like Lorenzo and Yulia as well. I don't really know how do you know what? I love Lorenzo as an individual, but I don't know. I just feel I haven't seen much of Yulia and Lorenzo as a couple together. And the fact he won't make her a coffee, this is really driving me insane. Why won't he make her a coffee? I'll only do it if I love you. But I'm a coffee's really not that deep, babe. Do you know what I mean? But I want to make the girl a coffee in the morning.
I think they're absolutely hilarious.
At
the recoupling, when she said, "Did I look pretty up there?" and he said, "Of course you did. I wouldn't have picked you if you weren't pretty."
Yeah, it's so funny.
So funny. Right. Okay. So picking up where we left off last week, we had the Casa Amor recoupling. Yeah. Probably one of the biggest nights of Love Island.
Yeah.
A bit of a twist this year in the fact that when the boys returned from Casa Amor, they walked down on their own, waited, and then if they recoupled, the girl walked back down.
Yeah.
You should have seen my face when Aiden walked in on his own.
And
I was going,
both. I know. And only for it was Aiden and the situation with Priya then being in the friendship couple and Casa Amor.
We'll get that to a minute.
Because they were in the friendship couple, I was like, nah, surely not. Because you knew he was cracking up, whatever they say, cracking on with Martha. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, there's no way. But if they had to have had someone maybe Lorenzo come back first, I would have been actually on the edge of my seat. Because in the back of my mind, I was like, there's no way he's after sticking with Priya. Because if I was Priya, I'd actually be like, what the hell am I after doing if he's after coming back after staying with me? But no, I thought that was a good plot twist, to be fair. Because, and then hearing the heels come in, even when like you were waiting to see if Cavan did bring Charlene back.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, mm-hmm. can you? And like, it was just waiting for a pin to drop to see if you could hear the heels. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So obviously we had Aiden bring back Martha. Yeah. We had Lorenzo bring back Yulia. Simba bringing back Mara, Cavan bringing back Charlene, and then on the girls' side, Yasmin recoupled with Tommy, Bria recoupled with Jordan, Jasmine stuck, Angelista stuck, Ellie stuck, Lola stuck.
She did.
Who else am I forgetting?
To be honest, the thing is with Love Island, I think this year, like Casa Amor was essentially pointless for the girls.
Completely like, pointless.
Like, and even now with the fact that Charlene and Mara is gone, I'm kind of like, we're back to kind of square one.
Yeah,
really.
we've won.
Do you know what I mean?
We've won Casa Amor girl left.
Yeah, Martha left.
Which is...
And can we talk about now Jordan and Priya and the whole Jasmine situation?
I think that brings us right back into movie night.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for Priya.
Yeah, so
Priya is getting a rough time in there.
Yeah, and I think she has mug written all over her head because... No, I really do, because she's being mugged off by her friends and by the fella she's talking to.
So yeah, they're not friends.
No, they're not friends. And that actually made me realise, like, if that was me in there and I was being treated like that by my friends and that kid, like, I would be absolutely mortified. Now, look, I know you only know them the couple of weeks, but, like, you do trust the friends.
Yeah, massively.
Built, do you know what I mean? But, like, I'm just like, why would Jasmine and Mika do that to her? Do you know? And Jasmine especially. Saying that after mm-hmm. Jordan been like, I don't like Priya, do you know? And then to be going down and saying, you should couple up with him and all this stuff. I do think she had a plan in her head. And as much as she won't say it, she wanted to have her cake and eat it.
Yep.
And that's the end of the story there with her. But I just wouldn't trust her as a friend. And I just think Mika as well is too immature. Like she comes on as if, she hops on the bandwagon.
And that's saying a lot because Mika is the same age as you, Lily.
I know, but I just think she's so immature. I don't like her whatsoever because I feel like she can't like form her own opinion.
Yeah.
She can't, she's just like, if Jasmine says something, she's like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm just not in for that. Like, I'm mm-hmm. have your own opinion.
Yeah.
Pipe up when you want to pipe up. And if you believe in something, say it. Don't be hopping on and saying, just been agreeing when it happens, like with movie night. Like, you saw Yasmin and Ellie, even on movie night, Yasmin saying to Lola, being like, I just don't want to see her brushing things under the carpet. This was another thing with Fitzy. And I do think a little bit she's just blindsided. She keeps on saying, oh, he loves me. She keeps on saying I'm his girlfriend or he loves his girlfriend or something.
Yeah,
but they're not boyfriend and girlfriend. Are they even exclusive?
They are exclusive. Well, they're closed off.
Yeah, but like, why is she going to, he loves me and all. Like, come on.
Now, I would take it that if he said he loves me, that means I'm his girlfriend.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? But also, it's a weird dynamic in there. I suppose movie night was really, I found it a hard watch.
Yeah, I agree.
Seeing people get so upset. Mm. What I did love was our lovely clip of Ellie and Finley.
Yeah.
And Finley running over, Ellie saying that she really likes him and she's really hoping that like he's...
She deserved nothing less on
yes,
that night.
Yes, he ran over, gave her a big kiss and it was lovely.
Yeah, I think that really solidifies like their liking by the public and stuff. Like mm-hmm. I do think that night really did help him in a sense because I don't feel like they got that much, they don't really get that much airtime.
No.
And speaking of airtime, see how conscious Lola is of airtime.
Yeah, we will get to that in last night's game now in a minute. I want to touch on Simba and Angelus.
Okay.
What was that speech?
I don't know. To be fair, I do think he's trying. But like, I don't know. I'm like,
send him back to London on a Jet 2 flight. I have enough of him.
I don't know, Rachel. I don't know. I do think Angelista is a bit blindsided by Simba because I don't think there genuinely is anyone else in there for her. And like, even him saying when he came back from Casa Amor and Angelista was like, I think I'm going to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, I'm going to go with you. You've just brought Mara back.
Yeah.
Why are you going to say you're going to go home, Angelista? Mm-hmm. Now, it would have been interesting to see if Angelista had gone home. Would have he gone home? Would have he stayed? Because
no.
He wouldn't. So, you know, he's all talk at the end of the day.
All talk.
Again, by him doing the speech the other day, I do think it did take a lot. Like, you saw how emotional he was. Now, as much as he has nearly turned my stomach a little bit throughout the whole season, I have enjoyed seeing him progress a little bit, I suppose. But, like, look what it took for him.
It took a lot.
And he's see the way Angelista was eating her food last night, and she was like, hold my hair. Did you see that? I was like, go, girl.
He is groveling. He is absolutely groveling.
Yeah.
One of the highlights of movie night for me was the clip that it was The Affair, and it was Jorenzo, as they like to call it on TikTok. Lorenzo and Jasmine. Do you think there's feelings there?
Oh, 100%. And like, I do think that if maybe Casa Amor hadn't have happened, that maybe something could have happened there, because realistically now, Jasmine like had the time to like bear with her feelings and be like, yeah, Cavan, I think Cavan is for me or whatever. But I do think on the outside, maybe if Yulia and Lorenzo and Jasmine and Cavan don't work, I could see them sliding into each other's DMs, maybe meeting up. I really do see it as something that could develop outside the villa. But like, even just the way Lorenzo is with Jasmine in general, I do think he has a bit of a soft spot for her.
I think Lorenzo just has a soft spot for the girls. I think he wants to be friends with all the girls.
Yeah.
Even when you look at him in the unseen bits and he's in the girls' dressing room using their hairspray, having a bit of crack with him. At movie night when he saw Namibia on the clip and he was going, Mibs!
Yeah.
He's
one of the girls.
I would go as far as saying he's my favourite islander.
Yeah.
I had this conversation in the office the other day.
It's mad though. It took a while for him
I've loved him since day one.
No, it kind of took a while for me to warm up to him now.
Since day one, he's just reminded me of Hugh Grant and Bridget Jones.
Fair enough.
He loves himself.
Yeah.
That's all that really matters.
Yeah. If he could couple off with himself, I'd say he could. I actually say he could, because he loves himself. Do you know, if he could get Lorenzo as a girl, he would. Do you know
Lorenzo
what I mean?
And Lorenza.
Lorenza. But no, look, Yulia at the now is, I do think they do suit each other in a way, but I don't know. I think I'm very conflicted with them as a couple. Do you know? I don't know if they actually would work, especially the way like she's very mouthy in a sense, and like does speak, not mouthy, but like she does, I feel, speak in times when maybe he wouldn't, or like, I don't know. Whereas Jasmine and, like, Jasmine would speak up though as well, so maybe he does like a fiery girl, I don't know.
Jessie has joined us in the studio. Jessie, how are you?
How's things?
Did you stay up to watch Love Island last night, or did you watch it on the player this morning?
I watched on the player last night because I was late home. Yeah, I watched it.
What time does it get put on the player?
10, I think.
Oh,
well, that's fast enough.
Yeah. I thought it was midnight. I was going, you were not up till midnight.
It used to be after midnight, I think, but now it's like, it goes up straight away after.
Mm-hmm.
I used to hate
They know Jessie Mara is waiting.
They know Jessie Mara is waiting for the player.
They know that I won't be at home to watch it at 9.
So we've chatted through a couple of things, but now we are back to last night.
Oh, God.
Go on.
Lads.
So obviously we had the game last night.
Yeah.
Where it was like, who's in it for this, who's in it for that?
I thought it was brutal. Like, to be honest. It was brutal. Yeah, I thought it was brutal.
I think it is cruel. And I think that is where a lot of the feckin', like, mental health issues come from. It's like things like that.
Yeah.
Honestly. Do you know what I mean? Like, questions like, basically, who's the couple you'd least like to go on a date with? That's not nice.
So last night's game, Ellie and Finley have a genuine connection. Least sexual chemistry, Martha and Jordan. Least likely to work on the outside, Yulia and Lorenzo. Most one-sided couple, Martha and Jordan. Cares the most about how they're perceived, Angelista and Simba. And couple you would not want to go on a double date with, Yulia and Lorenzo.
To be honest, I'd love to go on a date with Yulia and Lorenzo. I think
they're hilarious.
I think they're hilarious. I think he's so funny and dopey and just like relaxed, and I think she's actually hilarious. Like when she was just sitting there she just took it well.
Not intentionally, like she doesn't mean to be funny, like, but she just, like, you know, it's just her personality, like.
Exactly, it's just her personality that she's just like,
I do think she is misunderstood, and I do think as well the bit of like the language barrier as well does affect, like, as, do you know what I mean, like the conversation maybe that,
obviously, because she would have been brought up in Poland, moved to the UK, probably English isn't her first language.
I don't think they gave her a chance to really even explain herself. Like, she says like one or two words and they're like on her, like,
fighting over her. I think what was really visible last night is the tension between not even couple versus couple, but Yulia versus Lola.
Yeah.
Oh no, don't get me started. Lola is really, I actually just don't think she's right. Like, what is she doing? Like, she's actually insane.
Yeah,
the way she's carrying on with Sean, and he's rolling his eyes. Like, you can tell he's fed up. Like, it's actually ridiculous at this stage.
But her telling him what to do, like, being like, "Don't, please, don't do this for me." Like,
I found that a really hard watch.
Yeah. So did I, and I think it's coming from an insecure place. I think she's worried they'll have a chat and get on and start. Do you know what I mean? I just think, even though I don't think he'd do that, but I think it is coming from more of an insecure place, and I just think she's very, very insecure and controlling.
Mm-hmm. And I think as well, and I've said this a couple of times over the years on Love Island, if we were looking at the roles reversed and that was a man speaking to a woman, we'd all be concerned.
Yeah, I agree. So why can't it be the same standard for Sean? Do you know, even but the way Lola is treating him, why can't it be the same standards? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also think he needs to grow up here and stand up to her and just be like, girl.
Do you think he's just playing it safe now though? Because he's like, it is only 3 weeks. Yeah. Like, I guarantee you, if she's like, her true colours are really only coming out now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas if this was maybe 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, he might have sacked her off. Like, if and it could have been a completely different cast and more altogether for Sean then as well.
I was just going to say. Yeah.
He could have ended up with Charlene, like, God only knows.
Or Yulia.
Or Yulia, God only knows. But, like, I think he's like, what's the point now? Do you know what I mean? But I can't see them working on the outside. No, she's a sack.
I think if she...
She's a sack.
I think if she started carrying on like this before Casa, Sean would have been easier turned. Like,
I agree.
It's just psychotic behavior. Like, it's really controlling, and like, you'd wonder how she's a detective.
Yeah,
that carry on.
Yeah.
Honestly, what kind of detective is she? Like, you'd wonder what's the actual.
I know.
Do you know?
I know. I can't wait for the day he makes her his girlfriend, if he does, because all she does is go on about being his girlfriend and being exclusive and all this.
And that they're going to get an apartment in Dublin together.
Yeah, how many children they're going to have. And
I really hope they kick off tonight and he just, like, I just would love to
see
him.
Like, at the end of the episode last night, like, he didn't pipe up once.
He was like this.
Yeah.
Like, eyes rolling, head was back. He was just like, he was nearly like, just get me out of here. Like, that's what he was giving. Sorry.
But like, Yasmin, the girls are saying it, but I don't like Yasmin, every time Yasmin is talking to her, she's like, me. And like, I would say to Rachel, I actually feel like I need subtitles for when she's talking.
Yeah.
I happen to clear what she'd be saying half the time.
So fast.
She's so fast. But like, yeah, even the girl, like, Yasmin saying the other night, I feel like she's brushing things under the carpet or maybe or whatever. Like, I don't think like the girls even agree like with what she'd be saying sometimes as well. Like, if I was there and one of my friends, I'd be like, calm down now, come off it a little bit. Like,
oh my God.
Like, she's really attacking Julia for no reason. Like, for a really stupid things. When people in there have done worse, you look at the likes of Simba and the rest of them. Do you know what I mean?
And you look at the likes of what Mika and Jasmine did to Priya.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Priya is still pally with them.
Yeah, I agree.
So at the end of last night's episode, obviously we can't vote here in Ireland, but in the UK they could vote for their favourite couple. Obviously, maybe tonight, tomorrow night, we will get maybe the results of that. What are we expecting?
I'd say, what was it for your favourite couple?
Your favourite couple.
I'd say Finley and Ellie have it in the bag.
I'd say they're, I think they'll win it, to be honest.
Yeah. Or who I also think will do very well is Yasmin and Tommy.
Yeah.
I haven't touched on them at all.
I think they're a bit low key.
They're bland, I feel. Like, he's very bland for her. Like, I feel like when she was with Lorenzo, there was a bit of a something going on. Mm-hmm. But like, now I just feel like she could be just in her happy girl era. Do you know what I mean? Like,
she could be.
She don't need to be all.
Since they've been together, they haven't been getting a lot of airtime together. So like, I actually haven't seen much of them as a couple. Unless I've been zoning out now. But.
No, I agree. Yeah, I feel like though the attention has been on Yulia in the past few days.
Yeah.
Purely because she has been the main character. Do you know what I mean? But like, maybe, Yasmin and Tommy, I couldn't see them getting voted out or anything. Like, I could see them just steadily floating along.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they're going to win it or anything. But like, I do think that like the likes of maybe Martha and Aidan, Jordan and Priya.
Yes.
Like, do you know, like, well, I know Martin and Aidan aren't together anymore. But like, I don't know. And like Jordan and Priya and
so
all this,
if
like, I don't know.
We're getting a couple dumped this week, whether it be from the public vote or whether it be the bottom three and then the Islanders vote, who is getting dumped this weekend?
I think it'd be easy to say Sean and Lola.
Yeah.
But I think because they are getting quite a lot of airtime and it's kind of getting juicy, like, people will keep them in to see the drama.
Yeah.
So I think Jordan and Martha are gone.
Yeah, I agree.
Really?
Yeah. Or maybe Aidan and Priya, but then Priya, I don't know, Priya is kind of like, so maybe Aidan maybe took the safety kind of card there because he was like, maybe I could get away with this with Priya, she's been here longer. But yeah, I'd say either the two of them, to be honest with you. Yeah.
What do you think, Rachel?
If I could vote though for like
I would
a
say,
singular person to go, I'd vote for Lola to go. Like,
I just don't think that, obviously, they need to start whittling out the ones who don't have a strong connection. So they're going to be getting rid of Jordan and Martha. Not that I want them to go. I can see Yulia and Lorenzo going maybe next week. And I suppose they start whittling it down to kind of five or six couples before the final then in 3 weeks' time. As of today, it is the 9th of July. Who are your winners?
I'm saying Ellie and Finley. Yeah, I'd love them to win. I don't think anyone else deserves to win, to be honest, at this stage.
Yeah, I think Ellie and Finley. They've like they've had such genuine conversations, and like even when she was getting upset, like when he came back, and like just the things she was saying about him, I think that's lovely. And you can see, like, and then he got emotional when he saw that of her. I just think that's so genuine. That's what,
exactly. Yeah. Like, I agree.
So I would love to see Ellie and Finley win, but just to play devil's advocate, and because he very much is a fan favourite, I know I just said they could be dumped. I know I just said they could be dumped, but I think if the public are voting the way Twitter seems to be going, I think we could be looking at Lorenzo and Julia in the top two.
I think so as well. I think they're going to be up there. I think together they're just hilarious. I think he's hilarious, and I think he's my favourite in the whole villa. I think he's a lot of people's favourite in the whole villa.
Yeah, like, mine singular. Too.
But I would say to Ray, like, it took a while for me to warm up to him. Like, I wasn't a big fan of him. Like,
At the start, it was just a bit like.
I don't know, maybe we just didn't know him that well, but now I feel like I actually know Lorenzo. Like, I feel like
I'd be good friends with him.
Like, I genuinely feel like I could go for a drink with him.
Yeah, he's hilarious. Like, he's such a man. Like, he seems so much older than us, but like, I still feel like his humour, and like, he would chat away to you, no bother, he'd give you advice, and he'd just be funny, like, do you know, that kind of way. But I just think the way he got upset with Jasmine the other day when he saw her upset, I thought that was really cute.
He's really mellowed out. He's not your typical, though, like, oh, I'm Lorenzo anymore. Like, he's
he was a brick wall at the start.
He was. He's really broken down.
Yeah, he really has.
So that is that, week 5, 6, 7. I don't even know what week we're on of Love Island. So that is Villa Breakfast wrapped up for another week. We'll be back next week with whatever's going on, whether we'll get any more bombshells, who will be dumped, who
won't
be dumped.
Get rid of Lola. Just keep Sean in, just get rid of Lola for the drama, for the plot.
And we will be back next week. Amy will be back next week from her holidays, and we will chat to you then.
Villa Breakfast.
I got a text!
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.